it is the starting lineup. Perry Sulkowski, James Sabolski, Rick Dhaliwal. The big news of the day, of course, early this morning, the World Cup is coming to Canada. The United bid, the North American bid, to 2026. They got the win, and it's coming to Canada. And the man behind a lot of it, president of CONCACAF, joins us from Russia right now on the line, Victor Montagliani. Victor, thank you for taking some time, and congratulations. How good has the last couple of hours felt?
Hey, Perry. It's fantastic. It's actually quite emotional, but it's feels quite good.
You were never one shy of confidence. Did you have concerns, though? You never know what's going to happen. As you went into the vote this morning, last night over there, how was your feeling going in?
You know, with these kind of things, you just never know. And, I was one of those 4 o'clock in the morning, you're still up talking, and then up at 6 to get ready for this morning. The moment that I kind of felt, you know what, I think we're there, we're over, the line was during the coffee break, and I kind of felt pretty good. But up until there, you're still kind of like, you know, not sure. In the end, I think it was a pretty resounding number.
Well, it certainly was. I think the vote's almost 2-1 over Morocco this United bid for Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And, you know, it's an exciting day for a lot of people across the country. And if you're a soccer fan, you're excited. And then at the same time, you know, Perry and I getting into work this morning in the early hours, and we see this, and we kind of bring it closer to home here and think, oh, Vancouver said no to this. They didn't want to be part of this bid. They didn't want BC Place to be part of the action. Is that like final, the deal is done, or is there a chance, is there a hope for this thing to maybe change and that Vancouver could ultimately maybe host a game or two here with this, Victor?
No, it's not going to happen. And the reality is it's not about Vancouver, it's about our country, and our country's a little bit greater than any city. So I love Vancouver, I'm from Vancouver, but you know what, it's about our country, and it's about the game of football, which is a lot greater than any politician. So next question.
Yeah, and we won't go there because I know the work you did to dream of getting this in there. I guess now what are the next steps here? How do they decide as to which stadium gets what, and how will it be divided upon, Vic?
There's 23 stadiums. We got to get down to 16. So there's a whole process there. I mean, right, what happens now is FIFA really comes in here, and it's, at the end of the day, it's the FIFA World Cup. So they come in, it's their World Cup, and they operate it. But obviously, you have the three federations that will be involved in that process, and there'll be a process to, getting it down to the 16 required. But it'll take time to do that. It's not going to happen like either in the next 30 days or something ridiculous. So there'll be a process, and once they get to a point to announcing it, then they'll announce the 16. And, you know, they got to go over the schedule, and, because a lot of the things that were agreed upon by the three bidding nations, you know, those things are just agreements, but, at the end of the day, it makes all the ultimate decisions.
This is the first vote and the first time, the World Cup has been awarded since the investigations and everything. You've been around it for a long time. Is there a sense that things are a little bit different there, you know, as you guys get set to kick it off tomorrow morning?
Yeah, listen, I think, first of all, I got to commend the Russian Federation and the country. They've done a great job with organizing it, and they look like they're ready here. But I also can tell you with the way this bid went, and I take my hat off to Infantino, FIFA president. He said he was going to make sure that this was done the right way, above board, and he did. The task force had a grading, and if you see the way the vote went, you know, the decision was made for the most part by people making the decision because of football, not because of geopolitics, and not because of anything else, but it was for football, by football, and for the right reasons.
Victor Alfonso Davies, 17 years old. gets up and speaks to the Global Congress this morning, you know, Whitecaps star in the making here, and he gets up and speaks to the world and tells this beautiful story. And I know they try to, they want to treat him with kid gloves here, but just your impressions on what the 17-year-old did for the world and kind of make that statement and that plea to have this opportunity.
You know, he's an impressive young man. First of all, his parents should be very proud. But he is obviously mature beyond his years. He's a great talent. And he, you know, he shone today on that stage. I mean, his story is obviously very compelling. But he's just a great kid. And I think he's going to be, I know he's going to be a great footballer. I have no doubt in my mind.
What will this do, Victor? What do you think this will do to springboard and give another push to soccer in our country?
Listen, I think it's probably anything I say will be an understatement, quite frankly. I think it's an unbelievable opportunity. I think it's the greatest sporting spectacle in the world, with the greatest sport in the world. Canada, I think, has an unbelievable opportunity because you have a lot of ingredients in Canada right now. You have, the MLS has done a great job, especially with our three teams, on the field and off the field. You have a new league that's the genesis of it. And then you have these young players coming through, like Alfonso Davies, Kyle Larin, some of the, Jonathan Osorio. And so you have some ingredients that something really special can happen here in 2026. On the field, not just off it.
I don't want to force you to have another shot of vodka, but there could be an announcement in a few hours today on the island that, there could be a by-election coming and a seat changing in politics that might actually change the structure. Just one more time. Really? I know those three cities could be, there was a chance to opt out of this bid in what, 2020, 2021, that was originally put forth to the Canadian cities?
Yeah, there was an option there where there was obviously the risk was, there's never no risk in anything, but the risk was very, very low. And I don't want to get into
it. Okay, and we won't get into it. But I guess, Victor, my question is, if there was an opt-in to go up, there is no way that there's a crack in the door that someone could come in?
No, listen, right now the answer is absolutely not because, we have our cities and now we're going to go forward with FIFA. So, so the answer to that right now is no.
But you say right now, it's not never?
Well, listen, it's 8 years. A lot of things can happen in 8 years, but the reality is that, hey, Perry, I know you want it, buddy.
Oh, so, I know you want it too. I want to go to the game with you.
And you know what? I wanted it as well, but you know what? I don't make that decision. Somebody else did.
No, and that's why I would. There could be a by-election. You never know if the power in the House changes a little bit, and I think that's what a lot of people wondered about. But
yeah, I guess I know how you're voting in that by-election. Are you buying an apartment in that riding to make sure you vote?
Hey, there's been a few people texting us. Hey, you know what? I think this was always a dream of yours, and you made it happen, so you must feel excellent.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we made it happen. It wasn't, it always was, and... it's obviously very proud today to be a Canadian, to be a North American, and to be a CONCACAF guy because this is great for our region. And, as you saw with the vote today, CONCACAF was a solid block. And you know what? I'm not sure you could ever say that in the past about CONCACAF, and I'm proud of that as much as anything else.
A couple quick soccer questions. People who are waking up this morning in Vancouver may not be aware Spain just fired their head coach. Because he announced he's going to Real Madrid hours before they start the World Cup. What is the talk there?
Yeah. Oh, not the way to start one, but you know what? If they take a page out of some of Italy's campaigns in the past, this could be a recipe to win it. So, they're so talented that, they could probably overcome this kind of a situation. But obviously, it's not the way you want to start a World Cup, right? So...
And the vibe in Russia is great. Everybody ready to go?
It's awesome. It's really, really good. They're more than ready. And I actually think it's going to be a great World Cup with some great football. You got you know, the three best players in the world that are fit and I think have a bit of, you know, might be the last kick of the camp or two out of the three of them. And I think that's going to bode well for some great stories here in the next 30-some-odd days.
Where does this day rank for you?
At a professional level,
sure.
The highest in my life. On a personal level, obviously, my family, my wife and children is the highest. It's the highest thing you can ever achieve. And quite frankly, because of them, I've achieved my professional highest level. So they're probably they even up this morning yet. So shout out to my wife and my children who really are everything I have. So, but professionally, it doesn't get better than this.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you taking the time and jumping on us here on Sportsnet 650. Enjoy what should be a wonderful month of soccer.
Thanks, Barry. Cheers, man.
There is Victor Montagliani, who... Okay, do we get that? He said right now. Right now we can. Good for him. I mean, there's a guy who... Listen, James, for so many years, and I've been covering this national team since 1990, and Bob Lenarduzzi would come into Edmonton with the squad, and we sit and have beers at the Elephant Castle. The thought of Canada being a part, and yeah, we may only get 10 games, of the biggest sporting event in the world, when, you know, our performance on the field was nowhere near what it should have been or really warranted it is fantastic. And Victor's got, hey, he had a vision, he had a dream, and a lot of people kind of scoffed at it, and he has climbed the ladder to get in a position of power, and CONCACAF may be stronger than it's ever been. And there were still a lot of whispers that, man, you know, Mike made mention, who's given the bigger envelope? Who's got a bigger wad of cash? And Sepp Blatter, about 6 months ago, said, you know, I have a feeling that it could be going to Morocco. And resoundingly, FIFA Council saying it's coming to North America.
You hear his voice, though, when asked about Vancouver.
Yeah,
like,
you
there's still
you
that disdain. Cause that's,
yeah.
No, but he's like, here's a guy who grew up here. He's got ties here to this community, would have loved to have seen it. And look, there's people chiming in at 650, 650 via text talking about, well, hey, this is, you know, you guys are involving politics into the discussion. Well, the reality is yes, I mean, politics has impacted this decision and part of this where it lies right now. You know, the John Horgan government made the decision that they didn't want to put foot the bill for everything and all the questions and the uncertainty that surrounded it. And I think some people, there are a lot of people out there that are on board with
Sportsnet 650.